Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey guys, welcome into episode 52 of Coffee and Shell. I'm Sleeves, joined by my co-host Padre and Kesso. And today we're going to go through week 2 of the NHL 23 launch season. And man, things have been better. Okay, we're going to try and keep this as upbeat as possible. But it has been rough. I don't know if there's been a launch that has been this brutal. But, you know, we're going to power right through it. We're going to try and talk about content and, like, stuff that you should go after and all the normal stuff. But let's just be, is there anything that you guys want to bring up? Like, outside of Hutt?
I'm just trying to remain positive. You know,
it's tough.
There's nothing we could do. There's a lot of negative energy, especially when you read it online. People are really rude. I actually had a good conversation with somebody on Reddit, which is surprising.
In the threads or DM?
In one of the threads, somebody was like blaming the streamers or whatever, and I talked to him, and I was like rude back, and then he like got some of my points, and then he responded, I responded. We actually ended up agreeing with each other on some things, and it worked out, but like that's one person. Like I wish I could talk like one-on-one, like voice chat or in person with like these people like post these things.
Dude, I would love you know how there's like that Twitter Live? I would love to do a Reddit Live. Like
they have Reddit Live.
Oh man, I would love to do
that. That's a thing.
Yeah, like half the people on.
We got to talk to a mod or something. We should do Coffee and Chill Live on Reddit.
Could you imagine, bro? We just like field questions of these kids that just want to poop.
Dude, Padre, that one guy. It's like, dude, you're the guy that ragged me 3 years ago.
I probably did, honestly.
The big rag. All right, so we've had the game now for a week or so, and things are interesting. Let's save that for a little bit. Let's talk about our team builds. So we've got our teams now for, you know, what we're looking for and what we're using. This game, like it or love it, it is far different than prior years because of the lack of scoring one-timers, which is just completely gone from the game, essentially. So it is different. So, Kessa, we'll start with you. How is your team looking this year compared to prior years, and is anything different? Is there anything that you knew that you're trying? Let's get the 4-1-1 here.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying the smaller guys that are kind of, like, quicker. Like, I'm running a budget team. I wanted to learn the game first, so I didn't want to lock myself into, like, X factors or, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then not be able to be flexible. I tried gold 1T on a forward. I have the Stamkos X factor. I don't think there's ever been a more useless ability than gold 1T in a video game this year because, like, this year they introduced the 1-3-1 power play. So like I was excited. I'm like, I'm gonna put like Ovi or Stamkos over there on the left side and I'm gonna feed them. And it just doesn't go in because the goalies get over there. So what I think I'm gonna transition to is like close quarters and go back to the big boys. I think that's what the move is, I'm guessing.
Yeah, like I've been using close quarters quite a bit and it's easily one of the best. What about you, Padre? Anything different about your team?
I'm also doing a budget team, but I pretty much do that every year. Yeah, I'm just going with size and kind of with whatever I get. I have it up here right now. I got guys like Barzell, Kuznetsov. I told you guys I have that Nichushkin. I actually really like him. I feel like his size is really nice. The one card I actually am really happy I bought, I only bought it for like 4K, is that Jonathan Tays, 82 overall with silver quick draw. Mm-hmm. It's the first card I felt like I can win faceoffs with, like consistently and like clean. So I can't imagine how good gold quick draw will be again this year.
Have you guys experienced a game where... Again, this is going to get into like the issues of the game and whatnot, but have you guys experienced where you are doing the counter and you're losing draws?
Yes.
Dude, I had a game, because I don't know if you, I know you're also, you got, I mean, we're all very, I am not elite at the game, but I'm very good at faceoffs. And like what I'll do on stream more often than not is I'll just call it what I'm doing right before it happens, or before the draw, because I like being good at the faceoffs.
Yeah.
Dude, I had a game where I went 19-5 on the draw, and I was calling out what I'm doing every single draw, and I could not win. This guy was just doing backhand straight back, and I'm just tying up forehand, backhand. It didn't matter. I lost every single one, and I'm wondering, I don't know if you guys have noticed this a lot, but there seems to be inconsistencies in terms of input lag in, at least on PlayStation, that I'm noticing game to game, not every game, but when you notice it, you notice it. And I'm wondering if it's just like you get locked into a game where your input is just not very quick, and you can't win a draw because of it. I don't know if you've noticed the same thing or if I'm just playing a different game.
So my issue is the matchmaking, like the max ping, doesn't work in NHL 23. I got to play two games today, and I have it set to 40. It's what I used last year. And both games, I think it's like 2070 or 2080. Like I'm okay. Losing a lot of games.
Okay.
So I should be able to, match people. Like I'm East Coast. Like it should be easy. So I'm getting like West Coast players or something, 'cause I have like 70 or 80 ping, and it's like so slow. That combined with like the random not being able to pass, it just doesn't make for an enjoyable experience. And I'm also getting long load times, like, or search times too.
Is
and
it
I'm
when not you hit sure play why. Next or when you is it only when you hit play
dude,
next?
Dude, even from the main, I have to restart. I have to like restart the app.
Dude, it's so wild. Padre, you remember this? You remember, like, I think it was NHL 20 where it was clear that Xbox and PlayStation were different games.
Yes.
Like,
I used to he remembers.
I don't understand how I'm experiencing things that are different than others, and vice versa. Like, for example, I don't know if I've waited more than 15 seconds for a search at all, whether it be play next or just searching, which is crazy. And we're two or 3 hours away from each other. It's so inconsistent. Like, it's very weird. Have you guys noticed the goalies not passing, right?
Yeah,
I don't know how many times I've been dunked on. Like, I probably have an average of 0.5 goals against per game because of, like, just, impatience of playing the puck. Yet the not passing bug is wild, because it'll be random shifts where I'll get a guy and I hit R2, no pass happens. And the only way to fix it is to throw it over the boards, which is...
The goalie one is, like, my most frustrating one, because I always play the puck. Same. And it slows the game down so much, or it's like the dunking that happens right after. Like, yeah. like you, it's like every game or every other game, like I'm just getting dunked, and it is what it is.
Yeah. Nuge had like a great quote. He's like, I don't know where he said it, but he was like, I don't understand why when I hit pass from my goaltender, like the opposing player, it goes on like a pilgrimage by the time that the puck actually comes back out, they're in position and can just hammer it home. Like,
So you know where he said that, and it's funny because it's a good point. He said that in the Game Changer Discord.
I thought that was on Twitter. Was that
he might have said it in Twitter. He also said the opposing team has enough time to do three laps around our own net by the time I can pass it. Man. So for the people that say like the Game Changers are like it was pretty funny. So good for
I couldn't remember if that was the Game Changer shout or not. That's great, dude. All right, let's. All right, so Padre, you said that you're using the big guys. You also mentioned that you said guys like Barzal. Are you noticing that? Because normally, if they aren't 6'3", they're not on your team. So,
yeah.
Are you noticing that like players like Barzal are a lot more effective for you this year?
He is, like, with his skating, but I feel like he just gets touched and he's done. Like he's like 6'1". Mm-hmm. The one guy that I feel like I consistently hold on to the puck with is Nichushkin. And he's 6'4", and there's just such a difference that 3 inches. So I can't imagine how guys like Mantha will feel, and even like Big Walt. Like, you probably have Kachuk, I'm guessing, Sleazy.
Yeah.
Is he a beast?
Yeah, like the team builders. I mentioned this to you, like bumping up players of the puck. I'm not sure if it's just because we're early on in the year, and attributes for body checking are just very low, and because a lot of people are using guys like Barzal and Goudreau, like body checking is very low, so you're not able to bump people off the puck very easily with those guys. That's obviously the downfall. But I've noticed all the team builders, because their body checking is high, because they're 89 overalls, they throw people around. Like, they absolutely just toss them around. So I do notice it there, and I don't know if it's just like a hut progression thing, but I saw Kessa was in my stream momentarily today, and he saw me do a dude. I did a spin deke at the end
with
of a period.
Rantanen, right?
No, I think it might have been. I was on my no money spent team, so I think it was Kucherov. So it wasn't even a big boy.
Oh, it wasn't? Okay.
I did a spin move, and if someone goes to hit you while you're in the middle of a deke animation, it's like the force. Like, it's like two magnets, like, opposite ends, just like he goes for a hit, and he'll just, like, sidestep around. Like, I don't know what it is. It's like, the animation, when it starts happening, is, like, no matter what playing out. Like, it's gonna play out. And no matter if you bump them off, anything like that. So, it's frustrating early on. The other thing that and Opadre, we just started you had mentioned that you're still playing strong. When was like how much have you played in the last 2 days? Because we played a lot on the weekend.
Well, I guess last 2 days, maybe like five, like maybe like three or four games probably.
Okay, because I haven't played a ton on Sunday and Monday, and we're live on Twitch right now, guys, for anyone that's listening or watching, but I don't know if any of you guys are feeling it too. I'm not doing nearly as well as I was doing like a week ago, and I don't know what is different. Kessa, you said that you were struggling too.
Yeah, and I think the thing is, like, it's a new game, so, like, I want to try out different things.
Yeah.
And you match those people that are like, I'm going to play the same way I have for the last 3 years. I'm going to spend money. Like, people are going to spend money, right, and have a great team. Mm-hmm. And they're just going to circle in the corner, and I don't care enough about a Rivals game to really try to lock somebody down. And people are just going balls to the wall, right? So, like, I'm trying to not rebounds, deflections, whatever. And they just aren't working for me. People are circling. I'm having a frustrating experience. And the lag, too. I don't know.
Yeah, man, it's the bugs. I tweeted about this, man. I had the bubble hockey happen to me, and I wasn't even streaming. I recorded it because it started happening, and I was just like, this is not a finished game. But I don't know if you guys have seen the bubble hockey thing. It's on my Twitter. For what, like, every once in a while, your guys will just, like, hold their stick out, like, it's, like, NHL 94, and they'll skate around, and you can't pick up the puck, and you can't hit, and you can't do anything, and it looks hilarious. And I don't mind the gameplay. I haven't minded it so much, but when you add in all of the bugs, because it's not like there's one or two, my tweet said it. This is a game that should have been delayed until January, and it came out in October. And it makes it very, very difficult to do. But like you mentioned, man, I don't know what it is, but I'm struggling. I want to know the people that are rattling off 20 game win streaks.
Well, dude, Duncan Deli's in here. He's probably winning 50 in a row.
Yeah, he's got his new Duncan University to teach people how to be better.
I had an idea. I'm gonna pay for the Duncan University. Oh. I'm gonna have him run me through an hour with 500 people in my stream. And I can't wait, because at the end of it, if I come out being a better NHL player, you know, he's gonna make bank. So,
I talked to a big competitive player today, like a couple messages with somebody. I just wanted to see how they were enjoying the game. I'm not gonna say his name because like his stuff's dependent on like him enjoying the game, like him mm-hmm. being good and stuff. So he probably wouldn't care anyway. But he's like, yeah, the game's not good. And it's just like, we kind of have to, hey, what's up, Man Advantage? We have to like bear through it. And that's what it is. It shouldn't have been released. Now we're getting into the negativity.
No. Okay. Let's talk. So, okay. Team build wise, name, give me one or two cards right now that you want to try off the top of your head. First cards that come to mind. Kessel, you first.
Who just got released today? 83. Oh, the Alex Tuck with Crease Crasher, or not Crease Crasher, Close Quarters.
Okay.
83 overall, perfect for my budget team.
Okay. Okay. Padre.
The new Nichushkin.
Mine. I just bought him for the money spent team.
I don't know. X Factor Hedman. I would give up an arm and a leg for that if I had an arm and a leg, but I don't have a. Yeah, I just think those big defensemen, especially like anybody with stick them up and shut down. I think that Fedor Tuten's unbelievable. I think that Steve Duchesne's unbelievable. Those are two guys. When I play NHL, it's unlike MLB. NHL, you can be like, that guy is so annoying to play against. And when I play somebody, I'm like, that guy's annoying to play against.
When
that's
you see
where
someone
I know.
Stick him up, man. It's like, cuff. Yeah. How do you get around this?
Like, you guys remember when Hedman's Team of the Year came out last year? Yeah. Every time you played him, you're like, this is the most annoying card to play ever. And like, that's when you know that's the right card for your team. I mean, it's goofy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You're right. I'm a no money spent team. Nishushkin was going for 35K. He's an 85-4 overall card, the play of the year one. If you haven't seen him, check him out. He's got silver unstoppable force and fly the zone. So he's got 88 or 89 speed at 6'4". So he could be an absolute menace. But he's really good. Are you guys like, okay, Kessel, this is going to apply more to you because you've been playing it more since launch, but there's no one to chase after. Like, we're getting, because.
No, so that was my issue last year too. Okay. It's not even the chase after, but like, I want to try out a lot of different like team builds, right? And I want to do it cheaply. So like, I want to try out players with big tipper, and there's just not enough cards early on in the game. Like even silver abilities. Like if I want to use that, I have to use like Tyler Bertuzzi. Or I don't even know who else there is. So like,
there's nothing more satisfying than getting an actual planned tip shot off in NHL 23.
Yeah,
I don't care what you.
That's what I enjoy about the game. Like, so there's just not. I don't know how they fix that, but like, I don't know. Maybe they need more variety in the abilities.
I'll be honest. Before the podcast, we're talking about just like, what are they going for? Like realistic or arcade? And I mean, as much as I hate to say it, like that's real hockey. I mean. Like you go watch a hockey game, it's get pucks on net, get them through screens, traffic, shoot for the tips, shoot for sticks, shoot for body, shoot for butts, shin pads, you name it. I mean, it sucks because it's a video game.
Yeah.
But it's like, I mean, that's what it is.
Mind it when it's well set up though. Like I love it, it feels rewarding.
Like I'll try and miss the net.
That's why that's why I thought you would really like the game. Like we talked about this, maybe it was on an episode a couple weeks ago before the game came out. And me and Sleeves were both like, oh, you should be really good at this game. I think you'll like it. We didn't know about all the bugs, but we thought, like, with that being the case, like, you would like the game a lot. But, like, I mean, we couldn't foresee.
Right. Well, my thing is, like, so Gren's in chat. Like, I watch Gren play. He's literally the best player, second best, whatever, third, I don't know, whatever. You know what I mean? He's one of the best in the world.
Hey, don't fire him up.
whoa.
He knows I pump his tires, whatever. So, Gren... I watch him just crap on guys left and right, L2, you name it, dangle guys, tic-tac-toe, give and go, backdoor, bang, goalie's doing this. I mean, it's just, that's the stuff that frustrates me. And then I watch him lose because of that. And I'm not saying like Gren, like that is a slight, but I watch you get like rammed essentially. And because of how the game is. And I just think that's the kind of stuff where it's like, it's lessening the skill gap. And Kessel, I mean, you might not want me to say this, but me and you've kind of agreed on this topic. The guys that are, and this is no shot at you guys, but the guys that are Div 5 to Div 10 hub players, they love the game right now. And I feel like there's a reason why, and it's because the goalies.
I mean, last year, like, not the it way was to do so, it. Because there was no what you consider glitch goals last year. There was no goal line shots, there was nothing. And I felt like last year, it definitely played to casual players a lot as well, just because it was very just throw the puck on net. You know, random. Like, the time on attack was like, whatever, but it was harder to get one-timers off, maybe. I don't know, but obviously they went in when you actually got them off. This is, like, it's easy to get shots on goal and set things up, but, like, they're not going – now it's not going in. So I see what you're saying. Like, I'll say this about it. Like, I'll be a Div 1 player this year, but I'm not, like, elite by any stretch of the imagination. I enjoy that it's different. I can appreciate when you what you're bringing up about how it's not realistic. It is not. I lost a game on stream today that had Stamkos' X Factor wheelhouse one timer in overtime with one of those ridiculous diving. I've said this a lot. It is them adding in the human goalie animations, and when you add in animations and not attribute things, that is when you get a significant change to the video game. So
can you pull that screenshot up by any chance? Do you have it still?
I don't know if it'll actually pull up in the screen that we're in, but that was
pretty remarkable, guys. Essentially, his goalie was over here and Stammer was right here, and it was a wide open cage and it didn't go in. And like, listen, I don't even care. Listen, if they just made it a little bit more on the back doors, I would have no issue. That's fine if it's a new gameplay. That's okay. I understand it. Yeah, here it is. I mean,
this didn't go in, fellas. Like, if you're watching this on the podcast on Twitch or YouTube, this didn't go in, bro. This is a wheelhouse one timer that I picked the top left corner.
It's called 1T.
This is one of the greatest, one time shooters of our generation right here. When he
Dude, and then what happened was I lost on a rush right after this. Like, the shot went, God damn it, I lost.
So I have a great video idea for you, Sleeves.
What's that, dude?
You got to do things like this, okay? and it's a game show, and it's like, was this a goal? Oh, yeah, or not, yeah. Right?
Like, oh, dude, that'd be so good. Like, how dude, does this end?
And then you have like a guy that's in perfect position from like no angle, and it's like, that's the goal, but this is not.
Dude, that'd be so funny, man. Like, that is a game show. We can have contestants on and like see if they can guess it right, yeah. Yes or no.
Yeah.
Like, does this end up as a goal, yes or no, and then play the clip? Man, that'd be so
good. You know what's my issue, I guess, is, and maybe it's because I've just been playing the game for so long, and maybe you guys agree with me. This is like the first year, and this very early, I get it. And who knows if there's a tuner or a patch coming? I have no clue. It just feels so weird going in the ozone and being like, wait, the back door's open. Should I do it? Oh, wait, the short. I don't know. It's like, all I do is second guess, like, everything I do now. And it's like, in every other game, I always is like, okay, like, I know what I'm going to go for. I know what's open. It's like, now it's like, I don't even know if I should do it or not. It's like, I feel like, okay, get it back to the point and look for sticks. Like, I don't know.
Let's talk a little bit about abilities we're enjoying. So we mentioned, you mentioned that you want to try out close quarters and whatnot. Gold 1T is completely useless right now. I have not seen a single D2D one-timer that goes in clean. Kessel, we got tagged in one. And it's a muffin.
It was a wrist shot.
It wasn't even a one timer. Yeah, he didn't get the.
That was false.
He threw a knuckleball. No. I have not seen a single one happen. And if D2D one timers are not going to go in, and normal one timers are not going to go in, gold 1T is completely useless. So, which is fine. You know, it is what it is. It just means that it is no longer one of the ones that you would consider like in the S tier. So, as of right now, what are the ones that you prioritize over everything else?
Skilled up, is that what it's called?
Oh my god.
It's my only way to score. it's the most overpowered ability that I like. Unstoppable force. I wish I had some defenseman with like shutdown or stick him up. I want to try out close quarters. Grin mentioned that, but that's about it. Which ones? Close quarters. Yeah, which ones do you like, Padre?
Stick him up and shutdown so far. I kind of want to throw synergies out the window for now. Mm-hmm. I might just go like abilities like close quarters like you guys are saying and big boys like I always do, and I'm just so jealous of you with Zegras. Like, I wish I could sit there and I told everybody the thing about Kessa that amazes me with it, I don't know how you hit the Michigan so clean with speed.
Yeah, with speed, bro.
Yeah, that's nuts to me. Like, I was talking to Aves or Aves, whatever you want to call it, like however you want to say it, but he's like, dude, he hit one on me in front of 5,000 people on the homepage the other day. Like,
oh yeah, that was
like, that's like, it's just unbelievable. Like, that's the one thing where that is a pure skill, like right there. What do you think, Sleazy? What do you like?
Definitely close quarters because it's an animation one. Like, any of the ones that give out an animation, like, so like last year post to post was one, but it because of one timers and the goaltender's ability to save them, it's, you don't need it anymore. Post to post isn't needed at all. Stick them up is definitely one of the most important because of the Pocheck nerf. I think that's really important. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I know that I have a few on some. Man, I guess it's just close quarters. Like, Snipe, I've noticed because of the low far side shot, and I don't know if I'm getting tricked because it gives off like the one timer sound animation. Have you seen that, Kesso?
No, I haven't.
Dude, when you shoot with Snipe, like just wrister, it gives off the gold 1T one timer sound.
So I play with my sound off.
Okay. Really? I think you used to stream with it on.
Yeah, but it was off though for me. Like, I think it was coming through the stream, but it wasn't on my TV.
Elite Edges though, by the way. Elite Edges is the other one. Elite Edges, because when you get in the corner, the whole game right now seems to be trying to get people to overcommit in the corner so that you can walk out in front, like backhand or get around the net, forehand, backhand, wrap, whatever. Like, it seems to be like getting tight, and Barzal and Goudreau have just been nightmares, and Larkin too. Larkin as well have just been phenomenal. So those are the ones that I like. I love, close quarters and Elite Edges are definitely the ones that that I'm noticing a lot. Heatseeker a little bit too, but I don't.
That one sucks. Much. That one sucks, man. I have four defensemen with it with the silver one.
You're not noticing it. I guess I hear the sound.
And yeah, like, but dude, Born Leader last year made a sound whenever you like even like farted. So like,
really?
It made a sound every time you shot the puck. It doesn't mean it's doing anything.
True, man. That sucks. That just sucks.
Before we talk about the next thing, this podcast is brought to you by Gamersaloon.com. I have a story to tell. Josh Fearless, one of the best players in the world. We all agree there, right?
Yep.
I think he's sponsored by them too. Mm-hmm. Josh Fearless got good at NHL by depositing some money on Gamersaloon.com.
True story.
He ran into a younger Queso Pagani.
He stole his money.
He stuck with it. We were playing like $8 games. I think I won the first 8 games. He stuck with it. You know, he put a little bit more on. He started beating me some. All of a sudden, he's, you know, what, top four player in the world?
Yeah.
So that's how you get better at the video games.
$8 with inflation is like $400.
That's
now,
like,
too.
I know, right?
That's dude, like $400. That's pretty crazy.
No, safe guys, site to play wager matches. Love it. Been on there for 15 years. Can't say enough good things about gamersaloon.com.
Make sure you check out Gamersaloon if you are watching the video or the Spotify or any of the where you're listening to podcasts. Check out the link down below and give them a shot. Not just NHL, but they have all sorts of other games if you want to test your you know, your abilities against other people for money. Gamersaloon is where you want to do it.
Yeah, and I saw a good promo they were running today. I forget what time it was, but there's like an hour where you could play power a free $10 match. Yeah, yeah, power. Okay, yeah. So check them out. Follow them on Twitter, too, for some of those promos they offer.
Exactly. Let's get into some budget cards. All right, we're all free to play. We're all free to play Andes this year. I also have a ridiculous team, but I'm spending most of my time on my free to play team because I think it's just fun.
It's winter time. The Lamborghini goes in the garage.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be parked. It's got to be parked inside for the winter time for a little bit. So give me one or two cards that you think are under 30K that are worth grabbing.
Padre, you go first, sir.
Oh, okay, I'll go first. I would say that Nichushkin you picked up, if he stays under 30K, I'm sorry to like beat.
No. I can't believe that like he got unstoppable force as well as fly the zone. I was like, oh my god.
And due to like my like lack of like market knowledge, like bear with me a little bit, but I really like that 82 Jonathan Toews because of the quick draw. I just think he's like one of the few centermen. He's got a good size. He's 6'2". He wins a lot of draws. I just feel like he's really clutch so far for me. And then I'm going to go with Kuznetsov's base card. Not only does Kuzi have pretty good size, he's got good speed, but he's got a sick celly too. He does the bird celly when you
that
score.
Is
you
true.
You got to rub it in. But no, yeah, those are like the three that I've liked the most, I guess. We'll see like in a week. I'm really curious to see like when Sleazy gets back from the old Vegas, what kind of cards we're all using here. I know Sleazy would be taking a week off or whatever.
Gotta
but
go for a week and a new event comes out. God, it's Evo, I'm toast, dude.
Freaking Cammy Lance couldn't have his birthday sooner for you.
I know. Like, who is he to get born in the launch month of NHL? Kessel, what about you, dude?
So if you don't want to spend the extra money on that 84 Nichushkin, you can get the 83 overall with Crease Crasher if you want to run the rebounds. I actually do like the card. It's like 5K because he has a good build. What else is there? I'm going to try. So, like, I actually found the podcast that we do here, Informative, because I'm going to get the base Jonathan Toews with the silver quick draw. So I need that because I've been struggling.
On the draw, other than that, just like for centerman.
For centerman. Because, like, I have Bergeron and I don't like right handed centerman.
Wait, does his base have quick draw too?
No, it doesn't. It has unstoppable.
Quick draw
force.
Is not common yet. Quick draw is another of those abilities that is very, very effective.
Right, yeah. I like Bergeron's base though, because he has like fly the zone and silver unstoppable force and like 87 faceoffs. Mm-hmm. So that's a good one. Now I'm just like getting to the point where I'm gonna just start trying out like random ones. Just to see how it plays.
I'll go with some defensemen. That's the Hut 23 D'Angelo. He's got like workhorse, he's really, really quick. There's like a huge hole from like the base budget defenseman and then like the master sets. Like there's no meat and potatoes in the middle. There is nothing for like 30K that's worth 30K. And that happens kind of every year. But no, he'd be one. D'Angelo would be one. He's really like the only one that I've found like defensive wise. The fantasy hockey Rasmus Sandin. I haven't tried him yet. I bought him on the free to play team, but I haven't gotten to use him in game yet. He is going for like 10K. He just got boosted to 83 from the weekend, and he's got silver truculence and 87 speed and acceleration, and I believe has workhorse as well. So that's another good one. If you're looking for sentiment, the 85 Kopitar is like 20K. I believe he's got like 85 faceoffs. Really hard to knock on the puck. I've just noticed him on my free to play team. He's been a card that I've really, really liked. But the best one, in all honesty, that I think is that Nichushkin, that play of the year Nichushkin. There's like a bunch up for like 30K. And when you consider the fact that he's got, you know, 88 or 89 speed with fly the zone and unstoppable force, and he's 6'4", like I can't see him being bad. Is the thing.
Yeah. Well, speaking of like Nichushkin, just to bring in some real life hockey a little bit, but what he's really, honestly, I think he's going to end up like,
I can't believe
keeping up this pace. You know what I mean? Like because in the when he first came with Dallas, he was really good, and then he like just hit like a wall. And
he was awful in his rookie
year. I don't know what happened, right? Yeah, like he literally had a year where he had 0 goals and 0 penalty minutes. You're literally a non-factor. And now after the playoffs last year in the cup final, like he's a stud, and then he's carried it over to this year because everyone's like, oh my God, that contract. Dude, if this guy keeps this up at his age and his body type and the way he can skate, like, I mean, this could be like a perennial hot player for the boys right here for a while.
Yeah, no doubt. Like he that contract just like screamed, this is like one of the mistakes you make when you win a cup and you just get cap crunched like eventually. And no, dude, he looks nuts. Like you forget a lot about Kadri. You know what I mean? You forget a lot about it because
another guy that might be a perennial hub player here is Tage Thompson too. I mean, he looks good.
Dude, Buffalo is a wagon. I always have a soft spot for the Sabres ever since I lived there. That city deserves a sports team to be good, and the Bills are doing it now. But like, they are just the most loyal fan base, and they are just like blue collar. Like when the team is doing, even when the team's not doing well, but when the team's doing well, the city shuts down. Like it is, there's nothing else going on. And having someone want to go there is like, just, I don't know. I love that. Like Alex Tuch wanting to go to Buffalo and then playing very well is just a very good feeling. Like I love seeing what he's doing with the Sabres. So
for sure.
And then his goal song's like DMX. Like just like, dude, like he scored a few teams that has toe drag.
One of the few teams that has every single guy has their own goal song, which is kind of like baseball with the walk-up songs. I think more teams should do that. What do you guys think about that?
I dislike it if you have a like insane goal song. Like, dude, like when, oh, my camera froze. When Boston scores, right, and Zombie That's Nation true. Kicks on, yeah. Like, bro, I hate Boston. And I'm like, oh, damn, like that's like, it's just, there's nothing, there's no beating that. But like, you know, mm-hmm. There's some teams that score and it's like,
this is I like the, by the way, I like the Leafs goal song. I don't know why.
The Leafs one is one.
It's a little core, but it's like old school. So I like it. I like, you know, I like that they pick some, like, I don't know, like EDM type
blues?
Of like,
I don't like
weird.
That one either. Cause they played
the Oregon. The blues made their, they used to do the Oregon only. And it was the Saints go. It was the Saints go marching in, which I love because it's a classic. It was like that when my dad was a kid. But then they changed it to this like new song, and it's kind of corny. But I mean, it is what it is.
I think something else kicks on after the Oregon. No,
it does. It's like some new song they created in 2019, and of course, it stuck because we won the cup. Yeah. And then yada yada yada.
Yeah, because I was watching a random Blues game, and I'm like, oh, this is just like, it's tough to be like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's Black something Hawks, about Zombie Nation and a mean goal horn that just like
the Blackhawks, Chelsea Daggers. Like, it's, I hate it because I'm a Blues fan, but it's like,
I hate it too as a Sharks fan.
But it's like, but now it's just like, it's the Hawks, you know what I mean? Like, exactly, it's kind of like notorious. Like, I mean, do the Penguins still do like the woohoo one or whatever, Kesso?
They do that. They do that. And then
Montreal is a pretty good one too.
I love Montreal's. That's my favorite in the whole league.
Really?
And dude, I was there when Colton Parayko coughed on a puck with 5 seconds left in 2019, and they buried it, and the place went bonkers, and it was just so sick. Another one I like too is Nashville's because the fans do like the "Hey, you suck" and like,
oh yeah,
we're gonna beat the hell. I mean, it's so funny when they do it, and the whole place
and
goes.
TNT is a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one too. We're sitting here talking about goals.
I know. I can just go. Yeah, we're just like nerding
we're
out.
We're such hockey nerds.
All right, let's talk a little bit of gameplay. We talked about that. We want to hate the most as a game.
What do you hate the most
in the community, bro? When there's a patch that fixes a bug or whatever, and then everyone thinks that the entire game was changed, and maybe it has, but there's no proof of it, and you know what I mean? Like, I don't know why, because like there's something different. I think that there. I don't know. I don't know if it's just that we've all in the first week of the game. Everyone's trying to figure out the meta or whatever it is, right? And then but you're not matching up against people you should be in because your division, like your skill rating, is not matched. And now we're like another week in, and maybe your skill rating is like where you're supposed to be. I don't know. Right. Like, I don't know. I just think that.
Do you think it's placebo? Like we think 100%. It's doing okay. I don't know.
Nobody
I'm just
wants
asking.
To blame themselves.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like no one sits down to play a video game, gets absolutely flooded, and is like, you know what? That one's on me. Like after a long, hard day of work, you know what I mean? Like no one wants to do that. I don't want to do that. So I get it. It's just, yeah. Like Kessler, you mentioned earlier that you're just losing a lot more, and it probably does have something to do with you just trying to mess around. But I still think that no matter what, at the end of the day, like, you know, after when the third period kicks in, you're not just huffing floaters from the point trying new stuff out. I feel like,
yeah, exactly. Like, I still hate losing.
Yeah.
I still suck at this game right now. It's frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you want to see? Oh, it's such a dangerous question.
Yeah, but, no, what do I want to see changed?
Yeah, because if it does, then you're just blamed. I'm not going to say what I want to see changed, though.
Honestly, I don't care, because all the people that complain and make those comments are losers, like, so that I have a better life than them, so they can say whatever they want. I would like to see good one-timers go in more.
Yes.
I would like to see that. I would like to see, actually, like, less of the glitch goals, because...
Are you noticing the goal line one going in still? I can't get it.
No, because people try to score it a lot, but it's like everybody goes for that. I think the meta, and I think that's why Gren's probably still really good at the... He'll be good at the game anyway, but like the L2 movement. So like, I hate the fact that like the main thing to do is like skate into the front of the net, L2, or like do like a stupid spin and just like take a hit for no reason and like be able to score. I hate that. So like, I just want to see like... More deflections, more like good passing plays being rewarded.
I would love to see more deflections. Yeah. There is nothing more satisfying. Like when you, I'll watch my guy in the overload when you're running around the point, and the front guy will turn to you and look, and where he puts a stick, I'll just fire the puck like to miss the net. And I don't know, it's just so satisfying. I don't know, I love that, but I'm not noticing going in as much, and I don't know what the cause of that is. Maybe I just suck. Well, I mean, that's a large part of it, but. The goal line one, I was hitting like once every other game. I haven't scored one since like Saturday. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Think about that raft that I sent you, and you hold down the A button on your backhand and then just whip around the goal real quick, and it tucks in on this near post. What do you guys think about that?
It works. That? Like, I think
I don't mind.
It's random. It's random how it works, though. It's like weird.
I mean, Geimer, I think Geimer posted on TikTok.
He did. I saw him post that. By the way, I was going to tell, when you were talking about like losing and stuff, I came in your stream the other day. It was so funny. You took a loss about as good as you could take one. You're like, you just lost to a guy. And you're like, buddy, listen, if you want to just come in here and crap on me, just go ahead. I'll take it for everybody here. Just come on down. Just crap on me. I was just like, God, poor Sleazy's just so demoralized right now. You're like, just bring it on. I know you beat me by
today.
One.
Dude, I lost the game today in overtime. It might have been that one, actually.
It might have been today.
I'm not one to look at like the stats because I don't think they tell the whole story, bro. It's like 17 minutes COA to like 4.5, but the shots were 42-16. And I was like, I looked at the end of it and I'm like, I was like, good Lord, man. And I'm trying far side shots. Like, I'm not just flicking up. I don't ever do that, really. Usually I don't have a lot of shots not going. I'm just like, holy hell, man. What is happening? Sometimes you go through like just stretches in this game. I think that when you're losing, impatient. Impatient in NHL is probably almost as bad as like MLB. MLB, if you're impatient, you're going to lose.
Dude, before the game came out, we were talking. And you're like, oh, you can snipe from like far out and stuff.
Yeah, what happened to that?
I'm not seeing this shit. Yeah, dude.
The goalies changed from whatever we played to now. I'm not seeing, maybe it's the hut ratings, but I think even then we were playing.
In that tech test.
The hut tech test.
And we were all like, goal scoring is awful. Like, because like that level of it is insane.
That's not the game that we're playing.
No, not even close. Because, dude, you could legitimately, like, aim short side from the point on a wrister and it would go in. Like, it was.
Yeah.
And that is not it. Like, so, you know, I don't know. It appears, you know, I don't know. It'll be a long year. NHL 22's, or 23, NHL 23's, when do you think do you think they put all the fires out? It can't keep up like this. Like, I'm talking about the delayed passing.
So if you're EA, right?
The black
so they're
screen.
Still. Let me just tell you something. They have this crossplay that's supposed to come out in November, right?
It worked in the tech test.
It did. It did work in the tech test. Okay, so like on top, they still have to like, I'm assuming, do some work for that. I don't know how it works on the back end,
dude,
but
it's
like
not gonna
on top
work
of.
At all.
What's that?
It's not going to work at all.
Yeah, so they have that to worry about. Like, so they have to fix the strategies. They have to fix that,
the
you know, like the power going out with like no lights. They have to fix that passing, which I don't think that they know what that is. Like, how are I don't know what that is.
I asked them, is there something I'm doing to trigger the not being able to hit R2? And they were like, you know, it's like it's hard to repro because I can't give it a situation where it starts. It's just so random, right?
Yeah.
And those issues are very hard to fix from a game development because it's like, where do you look? You know?
Exactly. So like, and there's probably some I'm forgetting, like some issues that I'm forgetting just because there's a lot. And then it's like the more they work on this stuff, the less that they can work on 24. I don't know. I don't have an answer.
I talked to Ben Ross a little bit, and I'm not going to talk about everything we talked about, but he did say that the strategy thing isn't a huge like fit. Like it's an easy fix.
It'll be in the next thing. Like I think that before you go any further, just so I can explain the behind the scenes thing. Like when they do patches, it takes them. They can't just be like, oh, this is a patch, and then like it fixed. Like I believe Sony and Microsoft have to like approve it.
Right.
But they're probably waiting for the first jersey patch, because though that will require a patch to put those jerseys in, and I would assume it just goes in with it. And like I agree with what you're saying, like that it'll be on the first one. It seems
sure they would have multiple things in the patch too, not just like, oh, we're only going to do the strategy. I'm sure they'd like to like kill a lot of birds with one stone. You know what I mean? I'm sure they're trying to figure
out. It's nuts. So like the rivals rewards, like the rivals game's not counting. Well, we haven't even talked about this, dude. Yeah.
I haven't seen that. So, like, some of those, whenever those things were going on, like the Rivals game's not counting, and I think there's, like, an auction house glitch. Like, I just didn't play for a day or two.
It was overnight.
And I was just, like, reading that stuff.
Are we going to bring up the Rivals
thing? I was about to say it. All right, what are we, what's our take? Let's give our takes on Rivals.
First, before we start, is this week that we're about to start going to be the 3-on-3, or is it going to stay 5-on-5
because of all the... 3-on-3, yeah. Ooh. All right, now let me bring up this scenario. Okay, let's say, I don't think they can, I don't think an arcade mode of it is bad. Like, I don't think it should be removed. I just don't think that the ability to play 5-on-5 actual hockey should ever be removed from the game. Like, I don't think that that should ever be. We should not load into a game and be like, hey, I want to play NHL and not be allowed to against somebody. I think that's ridiculous. Now, that being said, we've had the same thing for, 10 years. So I want to see some variety? Absolutely. But it needs to be added on top.
Yes, dude, you want to see some variety. I don't play Madden. And I'm like, oh, I've been playing a football game for 20 years. Yeah, I want to play 6-on-6. Yeah. Exactly. No, you bought to play the sport. What is this? Okay, sorry.
I don't understand the argument. Yeah, the argument is like, no one wants to, like, everyone complains that Rivals is the same. And there's no, I think that you need to add to Rivals. I don't think that's the issue. Like, you need to add to it. You know, we haven't even brought up the fact that, like, you can see your record for 4 seconds at the beginning of each game, but you can't see it outside of the game, which is
about that.
You know, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind about that. But I don't know how people can, and because like that's Hut Rush, bro. If that is what you find fun, go play Hut Rush, and then people will be like, "Well, it's the rewards. They're not good and whatnot." I'm like, okay, so then you want. You know, you want good rewards on top of being... Then what is going to be required is they need to add that option in. Or boost Hut Rush rewards. Rush is a hole with potential.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, it has potential, but I don't...
What?
Dude, 3-on-3 international ice? Dude, the second you lose the opening draw, I would just quit. Like, if you're in Division 2 and above, if you lose the opening draw, you're not seeing the puck until the second period. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know.
It's not going to be what everyone thinks. It's not going to be like ESHL where, like, it goes end-to-end and you're doing all these things, bro. If you're mad that people hold onto the puck and spin around in the net and they just wait for backdoor passes or far side shots or whatever, what do you think is going to happen in 3-on-3 when you can't play defense?
Right. Like, my fix for it, I put out a tweet and... I just think if you're going to have the week where you have the goofy rivals is what I call it, the goofy rivals. But, then just do a comp season for the week. I don't know what kind of rewards.
That's what I was going to allude to. So
make a 5-on-5 comp season. It's in the game. You can do it. It wouldn't be adding a mode. It's already in the game. So you can do it. And I think that'd be the easiest fix.
I think Hut Champs being, that was another thing. So if Hut Champs starts this week, right?
Right.
So if Hutchamps is in, right, then and now would be the time to mess around with this Rivals thing. Because we didn't give it its due diligence, you know? As much as people want to say, I got on the horn and said, shut this shit down immediately. I did not. Because on stream, I was like, I'm not going to play this. I'm going to go play squad. I'm going to go play squad battles. And I was being serious about that. I literally said, like, this is not for me, but I bet there's a large portion of the community that's going to enjoy this. It's just not for me. But I think that a lot of the issue was there was no way to play 5-on-5. So if Champs is back, now would be the time to see if it'll work. And if it doesn't work, fine, whatever. I think as the year goes along, this will be refreshing. It's just, at the beginning of the year, it's the most fun time to play HUT because there's no progression involved. It's not 99 HUT, man. It is usually the most fun time to play, and you were taken away. Dude, if everything had stayed the same, we wouldn't have normal rivals until 2 weeks from now. And, like, thinking back to that,
that's so bad.
That's
so insane. So the funny thing is I think there were some suggestions from game changers over the past couple years. And this is taking some things from Madden where, like, they have, like, that house rules thing or whatever. It's like, it would be fun every now and then they have, like, 3-on-3 shootouts or something, right? That would be fun. Never was it the intention to remove the ability to play a regular game.
Absolutely
the reason
not.
That we all buy the game, right? And so that is Hut Rush, right?
That is Hut Rush. There's no
so Hut Rush is there. All they had to do is make the rewards better or something or just add the Hut Rush. Hut Rush is so bad. This arbitrary, fake point system they created that's based on deeks and stuff, and then they give you 74 overall freaking Roy Donk from the East Coast Hockey League that you can't, like, you can't even do a toe drag with these guys.
With Timothy Liljegren trying to do between the legs passes for multiple.
Why did they why don't they just bump give you Patrick Kane at like a 98 over?
That's
like
what
do
I said,
something.
Man. Just put in a bunch of the biggies. Like give us messing around with cards that we would never have access to. I think is the way that Hut Rush should be done.
It's there. It can be fun. It can be.
Dude, imagine it can be a good mode. Whoever gets the most hits wins.
Yeah, we've hypothesized all these fake fun things, and it's just not gonna be because that Sarah Nurse week where you had to score the one-timer goals.
Oh man,
on international ice or whatever it was, or it might not have even been international ice. I don't know.
The best one was no one could do a wrist shot, and now part of me thinks, dude, you want to know something that I thought about that I was scared to ask? What stat impacts the snapshot, because that's 99% of what everyone's taking and no one realizes it.
I'm assuming it's wrist shot power.
Is it?
It has to be, right?
I don't know. That's not what it's called. It's not called snapshot power.
It's the same thing as what I always used to ask you guys last year. Like, I used to do those backdoor sauces all the time. That shot's a one timer. So what's a
one timer though? I mean, that should be slap shot, right?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I mean.
Dude, there's no one that can answer these questions. I've asked stuff like this all the time.
You'll never get better. I don't get better ass on the horn.
We should just ask three different devs and see what happens.
We should do the game show.
That is
them.
It, bro. But yeah, like, dude, the fact that people couldn't do the wrist shot objective in, like, think about that. You couldn't get the game to register a wrist shot.
So that was an issue last year and the year before when Hut Rush was implemented. How do you have a mode for 3 years now where every single week it's a new objective that just sucks and doesn't work? They should have kept a list of these objectives and just not put them back into the mode.
Mm-hmm. Someone in chat says, serious question, what happens if I lose all my champs games? Is there going to be a reward or do you have to win? No, I believe you get one collectible for just hopping in. Like, you have to play your games, but I think it might be one win. I don't remember. There's one where it's like literally one collectible for just getting it done. The thing about champs, though, what I would really recommend they do is do the arcade or whatever version of the 3-on-3 for rivals, right? But give everyone Hut Champs points. Like they
thank you. I was going to say, open it to everybody.
Open it to everybody. Because if the only people that can play 5-on-5 are the sweats. Because we're grinding rivals to get points to get into champs. That's crap. You know, I think that if you open up champs to everyone, then at least you will get a sense if this works or not. You know, you will get a sense. Because Champs is now Wednesday to Sunday. It's almost the whole week. You know, open it to everybody. And even if dudes get floored, that's fine. But what ends up happening usually is that it's easier than Rivals because you're not, you end up matching people worse than you. Now, obviously, people in Division 6, you're probably going to have a really bad time. But people in Division like 3 and 4, like, you're going to match up against guys that are in Division 6. Like, you know, the first couple games of Champs are great. Rivals is hard when you're in Division 1 and 2. Like, it's difficult because you're gonna, the whole time you're matching people within your skill range. And in HUD Champs, it's not like that until about, like, you know, you get, like, seven plus wins above losses. So, I don't know. I think that that's how they should do it, especially with what happened. You know, people want to blame the streamers and creators, whatever, man. We can't move the needle like that. That was a all-out onslaught from Twitter, Reddit, forums, anyone that had a voice. Like, dude, that was everyone. Like, thousands of people being like, this is not what we want. And that's what ended up happening, man. Same with the loyalty packs. I gotta give the community credit for that, because I don't think loyalty packs were coming. But you guys made a big enough stink, and good on you, you know? And then that ended up happening, so, you know, is what it is. Let's end it with some market things. Like, let's pretend, like, the Evo event is the first of the big three events this year. It's Team of the Year, Team of the Season, and Evo. And it's getting kind of lame that, like, I don't want to say meta, I hate that word, but, like, the, you know, that everyone is now cognizant of that, right? Mm-hmm. We don't have anything new. Like, there isn't anything new coming, it appears, from HUT, where, like, people are like, oh, man, a new banger event comes out. Because now what everyone's doing is saving all of their stuff, ignoring all the other events, and it's all going to be Evo, Team of the Year, and Team of the Season, which is really what you should if you want to maximize your returns. But what would you recommend if, let's pretend Evo is this Friday. If it's not, it'll be a one-week Halloween event, I would guess, and then it'd be Evo. What would you recommend for people on the market then, Kezo?
I have no idea. I am
a disaster right now.
Yeah, I have no idea because I never play the market outside of, like, the beginning of the game, which I guess is counts as. The only thing that I'm doing right now, and this just applies to everything. We were talking about some of those, like, budget cards. Like, we mentioned that Nichushkin, whatever. Wait 2 weeks to buy him because he'll still be good in 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and you can get him instead of the $35K that you're spending now. Spend the $10K or $5K that'll be.
I've got a theory.
Yeah.
You know, the milestones, how they look awful, right? Because before it'd be like, we used to get a legend card at like 500 wins. And then it was like, we get like an ultimate pack at 500 wins. And now it's like, we get 10,000 coins. There's so many tiers up for every single milestone. And I don't think people are realizing how many coins they're getting by just playing the game very slowly.
Dude, and you get like a million if you do
it
them
is
all.
Wild, like you are getting so many coins that it's propping the market up. And because no one is interested in buying cards for the master set that are out right now because they gave away two for free, you're left with this market that is just in shambles because no one has any idea what's going to happen. Like, everyone's like, I got a hoard for Evo, but they don't know what's going to be required for the Evo event, and everyone's just like, I don't know what to do. Did you see what X Factors are going for?
They're a lot, right?
There isn't one for under 150K. Not one.
Yeah,
Matthew Tkachuk, 150K. Like, I don't know what's causing it.
I don't know why he's so cheap because, oh, wait, he has a bad ability, right?
Oh, Tkachuk, dude, he's like 84 skating and...
Yeah, but I mean,
he's not good until 99. He's not good until 99.
Yeah.
But we know, we've already been through the song and dance. Like, they're awful investment-wise. Like, you will end up wasting your coins, and what will end up happening is you'll get stuck with all these and want to participate in the you know, whatever event is out. But you can't because you got to spend, you know, 150K to upgrade your card by one, and the speed doesn't go up, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. These X Factors are going for a crazy amount, and I think it's because there's no other cards to chase. That's my only... I don't know, Padre, if you think that's like why, but are you trying to buy any X Factors, Padre?
No, just because I think so. My plan right now is kind of like Kesso. We're just saving our stuff, and then when the Evo event, knock on wood, there's somebody to like chase in the MSPs. After that, I'm gonna start doing the X Factor rerolls once a month because why not? Like, you know, if I get McDavid, there's McDavid. If I get, I don't know, whoever, Hedman, I'm shooting for Hedman. Same kind of thing, though. I mean, there's really nothing on the market. I mean, I guess if you have the coins to get one of the Lemieux, I guess.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, on the market, at least. Obviously, if you have coins, then, yeah, do the team builders. But as of right now, that would be, like, the only card I could see, like, buying that is really hard to get that you know, that it's an endless card for the rest of the year. I mean, if you got Lemieux.
No, absolutely, man. I agree. Like, those base icons too, man, because everyone's trying to do that set for Mario or Gretzky. I did it. I did two of them. The first one I wasted 80K and I got 383. Second one I wasted 180K essentially and I got Mario.
Wow. They cost that much?
Dude, it's 3K for a base icon and there's 60 needed. Ooh. And people are still doing it. I'm like, man, I wouldn't ever. The odds are just.
Let's see if I have any base icons.
Base icons, man. That's how you make a lot of money.
They go for like 4 or 5K, those base icons. Damn. If you have them tradable. What was that? By the way, what was that one set where it was like you get like Rob Blake or Roenick?
So the seasonal one, I'm messing around with that. So I'm at the point now where I can do the 85 plus guaranteed pack.
Is it random or do you get to pick one of the three?
No, that one you can choose. So if you get 60, you can pick one of those icons. Now the icons, like, they're not very good, but Niedermeyer, November 1st, they're going to go up by one. So they're going to go to, they're 84s right now. They can go to 85s right now. They'll be 86. They can go to 86 with a cost. But I think that for free-to-play players, left-handed defensemen are just not common. Like, Byram is it, and then obviously, like, Fedor Tootin and Duchesne. But obviously, the majority of the player base can't afford those two. So let's pretend you can get Byram for free, and some people didn't. Some people was like McCann. It's like, I kind of want to take Niedermeyer, but it's 60 seasonals, which is a lot. So I don't know. I'm messing around with that idea.
How do dudes already have 50, by the way, so quick?
You can get 12 from the seasonal challenges, and then you can also get like another like.
Oh, doing, I didn't even
see. I did the Hot Rush whole thing, the 7.5 million. Right. It took me 9 hours. No exaggeration. I think you got like 10 in that too.
Because I was going to say, you could literally get a Blake, Chelios, or Niedermeyer, and then you could get an X Factor also.
You probably, yeah, because what's December 21st is the season or December 18th?
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Then. Yeah, you can easily get it. I think that's probably the play. Just something I've been thinking about because of, you know, like free to play, you really have to like make up your mind, like, because you don't want to make mistakes with those when you get a shot.
And I was telling Kessler, I mean, like, yeah, you can, I mean, I guess you can rip packs like with your Hut Champs, like, rewards, but that was another thing. That's all I did last year. I'd just get power-ups, and I'd pump them right into Matthews and Hedman.
I've been saying this a lot, too. If you can get 11 wins in Hut Champs, you're fine. You can have as many icons and X-Factors as you want. 11 wins gets you 5. Like, even in, like, December or January when you've got, like, 7 on your team, like, 5 is a lot, man. 5 is a lot because, you know, you can, you know, it doesn't take much to keep them upgraded, so...
Before we end it, who would be the X Factors you guys would use? Like for the rest of the year, if you had to pick, I'm just saying
that I would want to have.
That you would want, like, that you would max out, like, and then flip them into team of the years or team of the seasons, whatever. Like, who are the guys?
I think the safest one is McDavid because he's going to get team of the year no matter what. So for anyone that doesn't realize, at a certain point when team of the year comes out in January, it's the 6 best cards for the calendar year. And how it's worked is you can trade in the highest tier to X-Factor. So it's going to be very expensive, but you can trade in that X-Factor card into a Team of the Year card, and that Team of the Year card you don't have to pay anymore but how to upgrade. It'll always be the highest-rated card. I think Makar is 1,000% lock, too. So that's a free 99. Not a free one, but, like, that you know, you by January...
It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, but January he's going to be, like, what, like 92? So you got to get him to 92, and then he'll be a 99?
Right, yeah.
I wonder if they're running into a situation where they're going to stop doing the position lock of Team of the Year. Because in NHL 20, when they brought in Team of the Year for the first time, or 21, I think it might be 21, it was like defenseman. It wasn't left and righty. It was just defenseman and forwards, I think, was just forward.
Was like Burns and Carlson.
Yeah, it
was one
Burns
year
and Carlson, NBA. Yeah. I'm wondering if, like, because McDavid's center, like... just McDavid? Like, isn't that, like, you know, it's a marketing thing. They don't, I would assume that they don't want that. So Matthews has had a great calendar year. He won all the awards, but McDavid had 30 points in the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, you can't get around. I'm sorry, Leafs fans, but there's no way around that. He had 30 points in the playoffs. And unless Matthews blows him out of the water in the first, you know, 2 months of the year because you have until January 1st. And there's no way he can do that unless McDavid gets hurt. So, yeah. Like, McDavid is your center. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's McDavid, Matthews, and then I don't know who the third option would be. That's where it gets really hard on forward. Like, it could be Goudreau because Goudreau's lighting it up.
Yeah, he did have a really good year.
He's lighting it up right now in Columbus. So, you know, that could play. But defensemen, I think this is extremely easy. Because, like, if it is by position, right, it's Makar, and then lefty, it's Yossi. Unless someone gets hurt. Like, it's still, you know, I mean, the only thing is that Hedman had the postseason, but, like, Yossi had 100 points almost. Like, I don't know. Yeah. What do you think in terms of the predictions for that, Padre?
I mean, I think you're bang on with the defenseman. I was just thinking in my head, like, it'd be really funny if there was a year, like, and this would – Makar would have to not exist for it to happen, but I know in Vegas a lot of guys like playing their offhands. Like Nate Schmidt used to like to do it, and Theodore likes to do it. It'd be funny if like Theodore was like the right defenseman because he likes playing on his offhand, and there was a lefty. Like people would be so mad.
Oh, because there's no right.
Why do we have two lefties? You know what I mean? But anyways, I think you're locked on that. I mean, Gaudreau would not be a surprise. Like if we're, I kind of like the position lock. I don't know. I know team of the season, they're going to have everybody in God's name. They make up a freaking thing every year. They're like, oh, we're doing the community one. Who do you guys want? Everyone's like, Line A, even somebody, though he's not even
a
like.
A lot of people in chat are saying Marner.
Marner? Yeah. I mean,
he's close. Again, I mean, how many points did Marner have last year? Did he touch 100?
I thought he hit 100, but maybe not. I don't remember.
I don't know if he hit 100, but Goudreau had 115.
but going back to the original thing, like, X-Factors.
So, yeah.
So, McDavid, Makar.
I think Yossi. Matthews. I think Matthews is too. Because no matter what, he'll have something at some point. Like, I think that centermen are safe. And now Dreisaitl? He's got skating centers. I don't think Dreisaitl's worth it. Because he's still so slow. And his face
is not that great. Kessler's got that predicament right now. Because he's got untradeable base Dreisaitl. And he's got his X-Factor.
Yeah. Kessler is not in on any X Factor. He won't do any X Factor.
I have Zegras for the fun of it.
That's different.
Yeah.
You should never get rid of him.
No, that's a gimmick.
So somebody just tweeted at me. Here you go, happened during the show. Somebody scored a D to D with a right handed defenseman.
I gotta see this.
It wasn't clean. I'm gonna put the link in the chat. It wasn't clean, it bounced off the goalie's glove. I just put it in this Twitch chat.
We're going to watch it.
This is really good radio for the people that can't see it, but
right. Oh, there he is. He's in the chat. I don't know if I, okay. You got scored on. I don't know if I count that because it bounced off the goalie.
Let me see. Where does he aim it? Far side.
Yeah.
I don't know, brother. That's stopped. Like, it hits him. How does that even go in? Like angle-wise. Can I pull this
also off? How did you bumped his number 40. I don't know who that was there. Was that?
I can't make this full screen. I wish I could.
Yeah. Like, you should have gotten the puck back there.
Yeah. We'll play it. For anyone watching the video. Here it is. For anyone watching the video. Here we go. What is your take, chat? Like, he gets all of it here.
Wait, you don't have it on, at least for me yet.
No, I've got it on the screen. It hits his pad and kicks into the net. Like, I mean, technically he scored a DDD one-timer, and it wasn't tipped or anything, but I don't know. That just isn't look clean at all. I don't know. That's not what I'm thinking of, like, in terms of one-timer. You did it. You did do it. But your chat's being like, nah, like, dude, that's not a DDD one. Like, I wonder, do you think that when shot totals hit 90 overall, that it will be?
Charging? Yeah, it is, James.
It'll go in?
From too far.
You know, I don't know.
Maybe. No, they didn't work last year.
Like, I mean, they did from the left side.
Yeah, not with the right-handed one. Yeah. So I don't know.
We still didn't answer the question. Sorry. Padre, mine would be that I think that are safe to invest in is McDavid, Matthews, Makar, McKinnon, and I'm more and more I think about it, it might be Yossi. I think Yossi's it costs too much for what he has as his X factor. But if he wins team of the year, and I don't see how he does, I don't see how Hedman beats him this year. And again, unless, you know, we've got 2 months of the real hockey to see, but I don't see how you know, and then because again, if you have them, the smaller ones like Larkin, Barzal, Stamkos, those ones aren't even worth upgrading. It's the fact that you don't need to that makes them okay to like upgrade to the point they're at now, because you could upgrade them to the right now. They're not very expensive at all. It takes like, you know, the base Larkin's like 35,000 coins to get him up to an 85, and you could just leave him for 2 months and he could still be on your team. So yeah. Those ones like Barzal, Stamkos, Larkin, I don't think you need to upgrade anymore. You could if you want, but other than that, man, I don't know. You know, I don't know. Oh, before we go, give me a goaltender to use.
Markstrom's the best one in the game.
I know. I think so too.
Why is that? Why is he the best, you guys think? Just because his height or his height? Or do you think, I saw Grant earlier in the chat say butterfly effect, he thinks might be the best zone ability for goalies this year. And I don't know why.
Who has that though?
Gold Patrick butterfly Waugh and somebody else. I can't remember who.
That's a one percenter thing right there though. Mm-hmm. Spending that much on a goalie.
Mm-hmm. Base yeah, and X factor. I don't think it matters. Shesterkin has butterfly effect. He's small. Smaller. Right. I use Shesterkin's base card and I think he's been fine. But I don't know.
What do you guys like about Markstrom?
He makes a lot of saves and he's cross crease saves. Yeah.
He's just, okay. You know what I mean? I've seen a lot of Ottinger.
Ottinger's good.
I've seen a lot of Ottinger. I've seen a lot of Markstrom. Those are the ones I see the most. But
yeah.
All right, okay. Fellas. That is going to do it for today's episode. We want to thank Gamersland one more time. Make sure that you guys check out Gamersland. Link is down below if you are looking to get into a wager match in virtually any game. Want to thank them for sponsoring the podcast. And, guys, I'm gone to Vegas this week with a few of the boys in the community and, leaving during the heightened season of NHL, so I'm sure I'll be able to enjoy myself and not think about the game at all, but... guys, I hope you have a great week, and everyone listening, same to you guys, and we'll be back next week. All right, fellas, yeah. Peace out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.